stuff. I can walk up to people and go, that's a nice necklace. Okay, what have I done? I got up alongside of them. I'm starting to send up. And I go, wow, I like that. But think about getting one for my significant other. And since it's real nice, I was curious. How did you choose that? How did you decide, again, exact question, how did you decide to buy that necklace? How did you decide?
I think I like the way it looked around my neck.
Okay.
I recall.
Okay. And there was probably something about how it looked. Because what's looked?
Visual.
It is visual.
Oh, it's
but again,
it's
a code word. I have no idea what looked means. Mm-hmm. Do I? Mm-hmm. So I said, what is it about how it looked? What's important about how it looked?
It was shiny.
Okay. Anything else?
It laid nice on my neck.
Okay.
And my hair gets caught in the thinner ones. That's how I remember that.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So it looked really nice, it laid really nice, and you know what it would feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I contaminated, because she never said feel.
Oh.
Okay. But I did it for a specific reason. Because some people will listen to these and think that I contaminated.
I didn't even notice that you did.
You didn't, because I had your strategy.
Because
she said it pulls my hair. What's pull?
Feel.
It's a feeling. Pulling is kinesthetic. It's a feeling. So I just substituted the word pull for feeling. I'm good enough, I can get away with it. Okay? But if I wanted to be real specific, I might not know what pull means. I'm interpreting here. But if I said, okay, so you really liked the way it looked, you imagined how it would lay, and you knew it wouldn't pull on your hair. What am I getting? Exactly. See? So I know I've got the strategy. And I can feed it back and test it. So, if I was going to sell you a necklace, and you noticed, wow, this one really looks a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and it's shiny,
mm-hmm.
and it'll lay real nice, and it wouldn't pull on your hair,
mm-hmm.
what have I got?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And notice how that feels to you. Feels just right, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
If I do it opposite, I'm going to logically convince her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, I've got this necklace, and it's the highest quality of materials. And it was really well made,
mm-hmm.
and it's designed just perfectly. And everybody thinks that it's the greatest thing going on. Would you buy it?
No. I wouldn't give them it.
Exactly.
She became very still.
Yeah.
Exactly. Notice, was I getting any of the bobbing head?
No.
Right, watch. If I play a different strategy, I'm not going to get any of that bobbing. Okay? If I had this really expensive necklace, but it was low priced. And it was made by this famous designer. And it was on sale. Notice, I'm not getting any head bobbing. I'm not getting
Your
any.
Eyebrows are going.
Right, the more I do that, the more she's going, no, isn't she? But if I said, ooh, watch, now I'll go back to her strategy. But if I said, ooh, I've got this necklace that really looks great.
He's like, okay, back on track.
Don't you go, ooh, back on track?
Yeah.
And it would really lay perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't pull on your hair.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
See? Now, how does that feel?
Oh, good.
See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
One, I've got the strategy.
So
one, I'm trying to sell with logic and reasoning. I can use all the logic and reasoning in the world, but is that going to make you buy the necklace?
No way.
Exactly.
Wow. Because think of the million times where you messed up.
And I was thinking when he said that, I have never had a jewelry person try to find out what I like. I always have to find out myself. No one has ever strategized me like that. And
but look how many times you do it in houses.
How much jewelry could I sell you if I found out what was about the look that you liked?
Oh, yeah.
So if I said to you, what is it about the look? Besides the fact that it's shiny. Anything else about how it looks?
Hmm.
I mean, what's important about the look to you?
I think the feel is actually more important than
the look. Okay, now, we haven't gotten into this, but next week we're going to get into this, which is putting the code in the right order. Mm-hmm. Okay? She just told me, it's not about the look, it's about the feel. So, mm-hmm. Now I know. I need to shift those. And as I shift them, I'm going to get even more congruent with her. So what is it about how it feels that's important to you?
You don't even know it's on.
Ah, okay.
You don't even know you're wearing it.
Anything else?
My hair doesn't get caught in it.
Anything else about how it feels?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. Watch. I'll sell her all kinds of jewelry all day long.
Because I'm not a jewelry person.
But if I was the guy on QVC, right? And I said, here's this necklace. And it feels like you're wearing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And it just feels perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And we designed the clasp and the chains so you never get your hair caught in it.
Absolutely.
And it's, I mean, just looks perfectly.
I want a bracelet just like it.
Can I get it for my toes? How about my ankle?
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
If she bought a necklace from me, and I worked at the jewelry store, right?
Uh-huh.
And I called you up a month later, and I said, ooh, I just had to call you. Because mm-hmm. we got this special necklace in
mm-hmm.
that, wow, everybody has said, just feels perfectly.
Oh.
And it's just weightless.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the one thing is that never gets pulls on your hair.
Oh, ship it to me.
Oh, you're funny.
No, that's how I'm really feeling.
You are? You're feeling it. Yeah, ship it to me.
Absolutely.
Now, you just bought two necklaces from me.
Right? Yeah.
I call you 6 months later. And I go, oh, I thought you'd want to know. We just got a brand new necklace in.
Wow. I think I'm maxing on necklaces, but I'll take a bracelet. Do you have one like that?
No, we do.
Or a ring.
We have
or
a bracelet.
Oh, well, maybe an ankle chain. I've never had that.
Well, we happen to have... You know the necklace you bought?
Yeah.
We happen to have a bracelet,
An
ankle chain, and a ring.
Ship it to me.
That all feel just like that.
Oh, yeah.
And people have said...
It's true. That's how I'm really feeling.
But wait a minute. She doesn't even know how much it costs.
I don't care. I mean...
Exactly. You don't really, do you? It's not part of
your
strategy.
Probably if it was like, yeah.
As long as it was affordable to you.
Right.
As long as you could afford it.
But see, I trust you. Because you cared about me. And you cared about how it laid on my neck. So I'm probably... And you, by now, you would have even asked me anyway, I would think, you know, about the price.
I'd kind of have an idea what you could afford
exactly.
or not.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Oh, but you know what? You know what? I just thought you'd want to know. Yeah. We got a watch in.
Mm.
Just feels weightless.
I'm pretty picky about watches.
Right?
Yeah.
But it just feels
weightless.
So good.
Ship it to me.
So what do I know about her code?
It's
all about how it feels. And I've got a key word.
It's
what we call
it. Weightless in your mouth. Yeah, want some of that example? I don't know. I have to think. I haven't been strategized for that yet. I don't know. I've got a code word
which was weightless.
Yeah.
And watch what happens when I say, you know, I've got this ring, and when you put it on, it's just weightless.
Ship it to me.
See? I've got the code.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, all I have to do is It's like the combination to a safe.
And then she gets it, she puts it on. You
lied. It's not weightless, it weighs 4 pounds.
You know, just her hand float.
Mine don't matter, but it's weightless.
But you know, if I was to call her up and say, you know, we've got this brand new material that we're making these rings out of, and it's really shiny, and it's weightless. Mm-hmm. It feels
can
like
I have it.
That's killing me.
See how easy it is to sell somebody when you've got their code?
And I mean, if you knew how I felt inside, I really feel like that.
You
I
totally
mean, it's
do.
Not like, you know, I really do feel like just
like you want to buy it, don't you?
Yeah.
We're like, why does he keep even asking?
Where is it? You don't even have a jewelry. What's that? Toy and with my own
jewelry. I don't even wear jewelry. Just shut
up. I don't even know where to buy it for you. I want it.
Oh, my gosh.
See? This same exact principle applies with a house.
That's scary. Mm.